Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance!
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I think you almost want to treat it, Carson wants to treat this a little bit like a school year. So the time to be getting to get this your applications in, your resume ready to go, to get started with Currency is like going back to school. Start about August 15th. Perfect time for the new job.
God kick things dang, off. That's a good a way bit. To look at it.
Yeah, so it's like when you go see Carson, it's like going to school. It's like that's what it's like. I mean, it's an education system there at Sand Hills Global.
Bring a ruler.
Bring a ruler, a protractor. When's the last time you used a protractor?
It's been a while.
Carson has protractors.
Sure, I used one in.
You never have.
You will get a protractor when you go meet with him. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Remember those babies? Yeah. Remember the little pencil? The little pencil you screw into
it. Nice demonstration there, Steph. Yeah. Very nice.
Again,
a protractor.
You'll have a protractor you will get when you go see Carson. You'll have a very nice protractor.
Go to Best Buy. Or no, not Best Buy. Go to Staples, maybe. You think they still have them?
I bet they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Walmart would have a protractor, too.
You think so?
Yes.
Protractors aren't easy to find. I'm going to say right now that the day...
Okay, now I will search at Walmart today for AM, FM radio, and a protractor.
The days of protractor, I don't think me and Steve ran those incredibly, really well. I don't think that was a... I've not had to use... And for those out there, I've not had to solve for X in any algebra, and I have not had to...
use solve
in my,
for X.
In my life.
In my life.
Solve for X.
I've never had to... All of a sudden, I don't know. Laura, get the protractor. It's not happened a lot.
Go to Walmart. Are you seriously going to do that?
I think today I'll do that. I'm looking for a protractor and an AM, FM radio at Walmart.
Yes. Yeah. So again, when you get a protractor when you meet with...
show's sake.
I would like you to do that.
I'm going to.
Yeah. Just delay the venue for...
I'm not doing it. I'll do that instead of the venue today.
Well, Bill, I'm at the venue right now having a pre-beer. I didn't know
Stella
you...
Stella Artois.
Didn't know... Had
Artois. No.
I had no idea that...
This is probably the first time I've ever done that. You caught me in the one ever time I've had a pre-Golf League beer.
Was there anything else?
At a venue.
At a venue. It was like you're at Brewski's. It's a venue.
It was happy hours. Probably cheaper than Brewski's yesterday because of that.
You said venue. God.
This is incredible.
Close to the house.
With a nice shirt on.
A polo. Yes. I wear polos every day. GoCurrency.com/careers. Check that out today.
Protractor.com.
I wear that as well.
I wear polos every day.
I do. Every day.
Venue.
Was there anything else besides the pretzel bites?
Yes, there was.
Spin dip?
Well, Elizabeth and her mom, they wanted these sliders.
Okay.
I said, go for it. I said, you guys can have, I don't need one. There was only two. It didn't say how many were on the plate. There's two. So I said, you both have one. I don't need one. I'm going to Golf League. I'll have these two pretzel bites and call it good and eat afterwards. I have my runza after the round, the first
Jake
ever runza
first
of my
runza.
Life.
Jake just had his first
I've had runza. I've had a mini runza like twice.
Remember Jake's meltdown? Got to have runs in the stadium.
I did.
We lose that. We lose bowels and we lose runs. We've lost everything, Gannon.
I did say that, yeah.
Jake, you ever had a runs? No, but I've heard they're tremendous.
I've had many versions of them.
So sweet.
Never
lose
a full one. I did say that. We cannot lose.
We lose everything. Troy, you listening? Jake, have you had a runs? No, but I've heard they're outstanding.
For the sake of the state and those who love it, we got to keep these precious items to the
what a
in
day
the stadium.
You had yesterday
what
from
a day what your a first day. Runza. Good God, Jake.
First full Runza. I've had
you
many.
Drove over a par four green about to hit somebody.
Almost right in the dome. Yeah. Right in the dome.
In the head,
he
in
yelled
the
back and he said, "What the hell? It happened."
That right there was, if someone said, if I had that day, I'd be like, well, I'd have to take off work the next day.
Yeah, I'd be worn out. Yeah. God dang, you drove a par four over the green.
I did.
You hammered it.
Yeah.
Was that like 3 hundo?
Mm, well, like 330.
Oh. See, now I'm going to tell you something, Bill. That 330 is no joke.
It was downwind and downhill to help out. It wasn't like I hit it uphill 330. It was downwind, downhill.
330. Okay.
A lot of people can drive that green. It's not an impossible task.
It's pretty good. Okay. Yeah. Anywho.
So I know that Sip is a huge fan of lists. You love lists.
I am. You do.
Bill, I'm not sure is a huge as fan
not
of
as big.
Big a fan of lists, but I like the way that CBS Sports did their NFL head coach rankings because they only had three different tiers. They had the third tier, which is bad, is unproven or underwhelming. You had about 10 coaches in there.
Okay.
The second tier, trying to scroll, is serviceable veterans. There's about 8 coaches there. And then the top group is the cream of the crop. And there are 12 coaches in 12? Tier 1. 12?
Wow.
It says this. This says, these coaches are not flawless, and some are under more pressure than others, but you'd be hard-pressed to find any team. My thing just refreshed there. Hang on. Any team that who would not rush to hire them if they were available, given their strengths. Those 12 coaches are this. Number one, no surprise here, Andy Reid, Chiefs, no pushback.
And that's number one, right?
Number one.
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Okay. Number two is Sean McVay with the Rams. Hmm. And he was, by the way, second last year. On this list.
Hmm.
I don't know if I look at him and say second best coach in the league, but he is a very good football coach.
Okay.
Big fan of Sean McVay. Number three, John Harbaugh with the Ravens. Again, these 12 coaches are ones that people would rush to hire if they were available. Elite coaches. Number four, Nick Sirianni, Super Bowl champion this past year. Any problem with that at all?
No.
But people rush to hire him.
I remember distinctly being at Panera Bread listening to early last season, he was in Philly on the hot seat.
Yes.
Oh, when preseason started, it was like, yeah. No matter what happened, AGIC practice today. Someone looked at Sirianni, and Sirianni looked back at him, and then it's over.
Right. Yeah.
You see that?
They're trying to get him out of there.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts completed a pass, and then Sirianni didn't say anything.
He glared at him.
And yeah, and it was like
it was weird.
Yeah, it was strange.
Really strange.
It was weird. All right, keep going, Dan.
Number five would be Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell's done an unbelievable job with the Lions.
Except,
yes.
Yeah.
Has it got over the hump? But no. Yes.
Number six would be Jim Harbaugh, a friend, someone the show is a fan of.
I don't know.
Jim Harbaugh at six.
I guess. I
see it.
I guess.
People would rush to hire. The Dolphins wanted Jim Harbaugh. He said no a couple times. Number seven, Kyle Shanahan, 49ers. Yes. Twice in the Super Bowl as a head coach.
Yep.
Two L's, but still two times.
The next two are my questions.
Okay. So number eight, number nine. Matt LaFleur, Packers. Number nine, Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings. Why do you question those ones, Bill?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't have a lot of background with
it. Gotcha.
They're just so – O'Connell's just so young and new.
I would still be a little bit in the unproven with that area.
That's what I should
not
say.
Bad coaching, just a little bit, I'd say unproven.
Well, Kevin O'Connell, we'll stop there for a second. Last year, they went 14-3, and they didn't, they had Sam Darnold. They didn't expect to be that kind of season last year.
There's some truth.
Now they got McCarthy as the first, he sat out last year because of the injury. He's basically a rookie this year, though he's not a rookie.
So McCarthy's going to be the QB.
McCarthy's the quarterback in Minnesota.
Mm. Yeah.
And they went 14-3 last year.
Yeah, I agree. It's pretty good. I would still put in a little bit of the unproven.
Okay, the last three here of the tier one coaches are Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, Sean Payton in Denver, and Sean McDermott in Buffalo. That's all tier one, the cream of the crop in the NFL.
Pretty good.
Payton.
Yeah, not a lot of...
McDermott's a good coach. If McDermott's the 12th best coach in the league, I'm saying this is a great list in terms of calling that the cream of the crop. Because he's a good head coach.
Yeah, you could move McDermott up about 5 slots, I think.
I know you guys are curious, in terms of personal for me, where does loser Mike McDaniel end up at?
Wow.
Wow.
He's number 20. He's the last one in tier two. He's right above the last tier three. I'd put him in tier three right now.
Would you?
Yes. He's on his way out of Miami. Not going to work out. It's over for Mike McDaniel.
First game, if he wins his first game, though, remember happened last year.
You might say I'm a pessimist. I'm just being real. It is over in Miami for Mike McDaniel. This is it. This is going to go badly this year. They don't have a cornerback on the roster that's worth anything. Since the screenshot, they have a fifth round pick that might be starting at cornerback from this year's draft, and a guy named Storm Duck at the other spot who might be CB one.
Okay, what becomes of McDaniel then?
He goes back to coordinator somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yes. He doesn't have the wherewithal of a head coach. He just doesn't have the aura
of
a head coach.
I never thought he did. I just don't know how he could get to a D-lineman and the D-lineman would listen to him. You know?
I don't think that he does.
I don't understand it.
It's different. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, I'm not making a character judgment necessarily. He doesn't do it.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I mean, think about some of the guys that we're talking about. Then McDaniel. Andy Reid walks in, then McDaniel. Come on.
No,
what are we doing? I mean, you're just at a deficit.
The joke.
Dan Campbell and
exactly.
Yeah, it's a way different feel.
Yeah.
Way different feel.
Dan Campbell, once an interim head coach for the Dolphins 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now look at him thriving, and Dolphins are floundering mediocrity still, as they have for years.
It's over. You're proclaiming it over
McDaniel. Not, this is going to be a disaster. They're going to have to blow it up again. They're heading towards another five-year rebuild again. This rebuild did not work out. It's going to be another rebuild. I'm just being real.
I hear you. I know you're
being
real. There's
some salary cap issues. They've had to get rid of players.
I don't like the negativity, but Jake, there's a lot of facts that lead to what Jake's saying.
Think about the Miami area and the Miami Dolphins faithful. That's a popular NFL franchise. They got to deal with all that.
I think Dolphins are one. I think the Steelers obviously are probably the main one that kind of have fans just nationwide, worldwide.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. There's fans ever.
It's weird. Duke's a Dolphins fan, yeah.
Shin Daddy, Dolphins. Wait, I know more Dolphins.
Duke's a Dolphins fan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Shin Daddy's a Dolphins fan.
Duke's first plumbing job, he hand-painted on his van. He made a Roberts Plumbing logo looked like the Dolphins logo, and he hand-painted it on the van.
Well, I'm going to text Duke this season after wins or losses. Well, after losses, mostly, purely.
And Shin Daddy's a Dolphins fan.
Oh, yeah. Major Dolphins
fan. Going back to better times.
Better times. Yeah.
Going back to Shula,
yeah.
Warfield, Zonka, yeah. Greasy.
If you go back to the top of the list, though, there's 12 coaches in the elite, but is anybody even close to Andy Reid? I said Sean McVay. If Sean McVay is number two, is he actually close to being in Andy Reid's category?
Let's say Andy, he's won three Super Bowls and lost three.
Hang on, I'll pull
it up.
He's
got the six. It's pretty hard.
You're right.
Andy Reid in the playoffs is 26-16. Like you said, Bill, 3-3 in Super Bowls. It's coached in six Super Bowls.
He's been to six Super Bowls and took two different teams.
He can't.
So, no, it's not even
close. I don't think he's even close to him. He's won by a long ways.
God.
If you're curious, the 32nd ranked coach in the list, if you look dead last.
I am curious.
Yeah, I am curious. Very.
Do you have a guess?
Give me the bottom. Give us all the bottom ones.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, here. Okay, here's the tier three.
Build up to the last one.
Tier three was labeled as this. It says unproven or underwhelming. As long as these coaches are employed, they have a chance to redeem themselves. As we stand, however, they've either yet to prove their staying power or struggle to build a promising program.
It.
Now there's 11. There's 12 coaches here. Number 21 is Mike McDonald of the Seahawks.
Okay,
year two coach.
Wouldn't know him if you walked in the mill right now.
Me neither.
Now.
10-7 last year, first year. Shane Steichen with the Colts.
Ooh, once again, could be in the mill. They could be sitting together.
No, yeah, I would know Steichen.
I wouldn't.
This one,
I could point him out to you.
You would know this one. Right. Dave Canales. You would know if he walked in here from the Panthers.
Right now, it could be all three of them sitting just having coffee.
And you
are? And you are. What are you guys doing here? Are you guys writing down some plays? What's going on? Well, or a three head coach in the NFL. Okay. And I know who, like, the Georgia Tech head coach. I'd see him immediately.
Do you work at Lincoln East? Or
I would know Steichen, not the other two.
Okay. Ben Johnson with the Bears is number 24.
Wouldn't know him.
Yep, I would know him.
Okay.
Would you?
He just took over. So that doesn't
he's brand new.
Yeah, brand new. Brand new does not count.
Jonathan Gannon with the Cardinals. You don't think we'd know him?
No chance.
Number 26, Liam Cohen, just hired by the Jags, former Bucks. Oh, you would know Liam Cohen?
Just because I've seen that.
No chance for me either.
Yeah. I've seen him on TikTok because he does that dumb thing.
TikTok.
That dumb thing.
Duval.
Yeah.
Number 27, Raheem Morris of the Falcons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We know him.
Okay.
Yeah.
28, Aaron Glenn of the Jets.
Yep, we know him.
You'd probably know that.
Yeah, I would know him.
29, you would know Kellen Moore of the Saints. You know that.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. Looks like Marty's son, Bennett.
And now the last three. Who are the lowest?
Thank you.
Who are the lowest three ranked coaches?
Marty Moore.
In the NFL. Number 30, we know this face, Brian Daboll of the Giants.
Yes.
Wow.
He walked in, we'd know Brian Daboll.
Yeah, he was once, his star was once ascending. Now it just fell.
That's what it says. It says Daboll looked like a wizard in his debut, and it's fallen off.
Yeah.
And that means the last two coaches, number 31, Brian Schottenheimer, Cowboys head coach, which still feels weird.
Ouch.
He's the head coach there.
Ouch. Yeah.
But that's brand new, so that didn't really do much for me.
Okay.
And the last ranked coach is Brian Callahan of the Titans. 3-14 last year.
Yeah, first year, 3-14.
Beat the Dolphins.
You know what a fan I am of him?
Yeah.
But I mean, right now, it is what it is.
It is what it is. 3-14.
They beat the Dolphins last year in Miami.
Yeah. They beat the Dolphins last year in Miami.
And they crushed them. It wasn't even close. I mean, we talked about the onside punt in that game and disastrous. Yeah. They won the game still, but.
Onside punt.
We talked with Luke Gifford about he was on the team, obviously, at the Titans, and they had the Dolphins were losing. They did an onside kick, onside punt, and the Dolphins recovered it, but they didn't kick it in the zone that was allowed to actually recover it. Right. So the Titans got the ball and won the game, but it was a disaster.
Jake,
cornerback situation with the Dolphins,
it's horrible. It's awful.
Was it Storm Duck?
Storm Duck and a guy named Jason Marshall, a fifth round pick from Florida.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Is what they're looking at right now for cornerback.
If you're deficient at corner.
I mean, they got safeties. They got two good safeties, and they have a pretty good defensive line linebacker crew, but their cornerbacks are going to bring the team all the way down. All the way down.
I see it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568. Have a chance to win a business box to Bagels and Joe. I promised you guys I'd do this for yesterday. Tonight is the MLB All-Star Game in Atlanta. Last night, by the way, Cal Raleigh, the winner of the Home Run Derby, he is the first ever catcher to win the Derby and the first switch hitter to win the Derby.
Damn, the first catcher.
First catcher to win the Derby.
You would have thought maybe who would have won?
Bench.
Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
Did not win the Derby.
Not Carlton Fisk. Nah, he wasn't really. Did Carlton Fisk have a lot of pop?
No pop.
In the spirit of the All-Star Game, Mike Piazza could have been an answer.
I don't know. I didn't really study Fisk that much.
In the spirit of the All-Star Game, we'll go back 50 years. How about 1975 Major League Baseball All-Stars?
Better time.
All right,
we can do this.
If you know the All-Stars from the 1975 MLB All-Star Game, give us a call at 464-5685.
Shut up. One.
Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. We're going way back to a time when Bill and Sip watched the All-Star Game, 1975.
Yep, we can do this.
Absolutely.
You guys feel good about this?
Well, we have a chance.
Feel confident?
Yeah. Same rules. You're giving us the what, Jake?
I will give you the league, the team, the person played in, the name of the person, and you tell me what team they played for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay. Pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Here we got a chance.
Dan, how do you feel about 1975 Major League Baseball All-Stars?
No clue.
All right. Well, let's see how this goes. Give it a shot, Dan. Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question. Dan, first question goes to you. What NL team did Dave Concepcion make the All-Star game with in 1975?
You're hilarious.
Bill and Sip are laughing. It's not a good sign for you, Dan, if you don't know
ding,
this.
Ding, ding, ding over here.
Oh, brother.
Dave Concepcion.
Oh, Dan, come on.
Come on, Dan.
Let's go with the Pirates.
Pirates!
No. Not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess.
You know it for sure, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got to keep you in my pocket just in case. It's the red.
The big red machine.
Brilliant!
1-0 lead for Sip in 1975.
Sebastian Morgan, Rose, Geronimo, Perez, Bench. Who's the outfield? Foster.
Foster.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I'm missing
big red
one.
Machine.
Yeah,
1-0 lead for Sip. Bills in play. First question. What AL team did Hal McRae make the All-Star game with in 1975?
This is beautiful. This is beautiful.
You're so funny. Go ahead. Just take it, Steve.
A royal.
Yes. Yes.
Brilliant.
This is like...
This is better times.
This is better times.
Bring back names of the past. All right. You guys get this to stay alive. Dan, you're down 2-0. And Bills in play. So it's just troublesome.
You can take this one.
No, this is for Dan. Dan,
I know, but he's not going to get
NL,
it. And Bills is.
What NL team, Dan, did Phil Niekro make the All-Star game with in 1975?
Brave.
There we go.
All right, you got
Brilliant. I had that one.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay,
Dan's alive.
Okay.
Dan, now Bills in play for the win.
Not that makes me nervous. Okay, here we go.
Last question. What AL team did Bert Campaneris make the All-Star game with in 1975? Bert
okay, this is a little
Campaneris.
Okay, he played for a couple teams.
That's AL or NL, what'd you say?
This is the AL.
Okay.
Okay.
Then we know it. We know it.
Go ahead, take it. I'm not
it's
sure.
The A's.
Yeah. Brilliant!
He was That's with the Oakland A's. That's correct. Dan, nice try, but you're begging the
He came into a heater on that one, Dan. That's right up there with famous people from Columbus and Pender. Yes, it really is. People that lived on Steve Sipple's block.
Yeah. Like, he might like, lose that one sometime.
Yeah, who lived right next? Who
Actually,
lived
with, this would be easier than that.
It isn't easier than that.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan.
Nice try. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What did Steve have for dinner?
Last question. What did Sip have for dinner last night? Yeah. I don't know.
All right, give Bill the tiebreaker.
Okay, tiebreaker, Bill. Bert Campaneris played 19 MLB 19. Wow. seasons. How many career home runs did he hit?
Okay, I'll do the math.
His position again was?
Shortstop.
296.
Ooh, hold on a second. I just got to get my calculator.
Jake okay. made
19,
an eye
19 seasons?
19 seasons, yeah.
Jake made an eye roll, which means I'm really close.
19.
296.
Oh, I'm going to say under.
79 career home runs for Bert Campaneris.
He was a little guy.
He averaged about four a season, Bert Campaneris. But also, I think he was a four or five time All-Star.
I said he averaged nine, which gets you a 171. Yeah, he wasn't a big hitter. He was a little guy.
79.
He was the A's. Now,
that was
you know
unbelievable,
the A's.
Some of those. Concepcion.
Keep going that in that list. All the all
Let's
the players.
Just do it the rest of the week.
Can we just do that
Let's
forever?
Do it
that was
tomorrow.
75. Let's do 76.
The rest of the roster of the 75 team tomorrow. That's a nice win.
Thank you, Jake.
One
Who
and
are
one.
Sip's neighbors? Simple. Actually, this was easier than that. Dan walked into it just a buzz.
Had no chance. He even laughs like I have no idea.
Yeah,
there's no way. I mean, I can almost name the entire Royals starting lineup, the A's starting lineup, the Reds starting lineup, the Dodgers starting lineup, the Pirates starting lineup, the Yankees starting lineup.
Yeah, because Steve Sipple, former Major League Baseball fan,
devour the box scores.
You could have been on the move. Imagine Sipple instead of Brad Pitt in Moneyball. He'd have been incredible.
You would have been great in that role.
Yeah.
Hour three is next. An early break in the ticket.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.